Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do everything we can to help you out with your garden. And at 8 o'clock today, we'll be joined Victoria from Natural Alternative to give us some great information on what we can be doing this fall, continue what we were discussing last week in the garden, because it's very important to get the right step forward when it comes to fall planting. So look forward to that. She'll be on in about an hour to give us some more great information, so stay tuned for that one. But in the meantime, we're here for your phone calls, so give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, clocks, we've got plenty of time to be discussing a lot of different parts of your garden. You know, had some questions before about the rhubarb and some other questions here, but you know, it's time to start thinking about the fall happening and what we're going to do for, you know, which plants do we need to add some mulch to, which plants do we need to cut back, and do we need to get ready, really, which ones are going to be affected the most by winter. What can we do? You know, is it adding mulch? Is it adding compost? Is it adding leaves? You know, there was, for the longest time, you know, I always used to think, you know, don't use pine needles. But that's totally, completely wrong. The reason why I thought don't use pine needles, well, pine trees are very acidic, and if you have an area that's not very acidic, you don't want to add to the soil, minimal effect on it. So that can be used, so it's not that, you know, it's not going to be hard to, it's not going to affect the plants. That's something to be thinking about going forward. You know, do I take the leaves this year and get rid of them? Or do I just kind of leave them and let them do their thing? Do I push them into areas to cover the plants? You know, what do I do? So let's discuss. In the meantime, I do have a call. Nathan, who's up next?
Connie is in Lowell.
Connie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have an established lace cap hydrangea,
okay.
And I was wondering, what's the best time of year to prune that? I don't like it to get really huge. So what's the best time to prune that?
Okay. So the best time is after it's done flowering for you to really get it back. It's probably the most lace caps are like pink and blue, right?
Correct. Blue.
So the lace changes, unless it's one of the newer varieties, need to be pruned after their flowering. Do you know which variety you have?
Oh, I have no idea. This plant could be 40 years old.
Reason why I ask, so it's good to know that it's 40 years old, because it's not going to be like the Endless Summer style.
Oh, no. That's why I ask.
So the Endless Summer style lace cap hydrangeas, those you can prune back, and it's not going to affect their flowering for the next year. Whereas some of the older varieties, the technology to kind of cross the different plants wasn't around with that. So with these, you're looking at more of once it's done flowering, then you can prune it back. The other thing, you know, if you're okay with it for one season, not really getting the flowers, then you can cut it at any time during the season. Just because if it's gotten, you know, overgrown, it's too much, etc., you can just kind of cut it back at that point. But that is really up to you. But again, the rule of thumb is after it's flowered. So at this point, it's probably... My hydrangeas are still blooming, so yours are probably still have some blooms on it. But if you're looking to cut it back at this point, you can, without a problem.
So in the past week or so, it has gotten a lot of new growth, and there's a few new flowers, but most of the flowering comes, I don't know, maybe.
You there? I know it started to break down a little bit at the end there. I'm not ready. Okay, so with the flowers starting to pop at the end of the season like it is, I mean, you could wait a little bit of time before you prune it. That's not a big deal. You know, with that new growth, everything, it's just kind of the season started to kick back into... you know, like almost like spring, early summer weather, where it's cooler. So the plant is, you know, it was kind of shocked. It was stunted during that hot season. So the plant kind of just sat there and said, I'm not doing anything. I don't want to do anything to be, you know, cutting back. I'm going to cut back my energy. So it started to cool down over the past couple of weeks, and now it's starting to push some new growth. You can prune it at this point. Are done. That's not a big deal when it comes to this. You know, you're as a rule of thumb, we're looking to remove about a third from after the flower's gone by of the plant, of the green. The reason I say the green is sometimes with a plant like this, the green is only about two-thirds of the plant. The lower part has just brown stem. We're looking to just look at the green of the third, because okay. if you were to take it back, you know, a third from where the you know, from the ground, you're only going to have a third of the plant of green and a third.
Sure.
So you're almost cutting it almost in half, right?
Right.
It doesn't end up technically the number wise as a half, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, once the flowers have kind of gone by, you know, we're using that, like, deadheading to bring it back. During the season, as flowers go by, you can actually remove the flowers to not only help it remain flowering all summer long, because it's going to put the energy towards the others, but that's going to be part of pruning for the season. So it's not just waiting to the end. You know, all the flowers are done. Now I can prune it.
Yes.
When you start to see some of the flowers, you know, that started off early, head by, cut those back by a third. And that's starting to form that hydrangea for you the way you're over time. So you're not doing one big drastic cut at the end of the season. Your plant's going to, you know, it might actually start shooting two branches from each stem that you've cut. So it might actually get a little bit thicker for you long term. So, you know, it's When we say like the general rule of thumb, there are different things you can do. It's just this is the idea behind it. You know, it's after it's done flowering, but each branch is going to be done flowering at different times. So that's why you can do it at different times. So that would be the way I would want to do it.
So because I did not do that.
You can do a big prune at the end of the season.
Right.
It's just keep it in the shape that you're looking for instead of it just mm-hmm. going kind of wild.
Right.
When you start to notice some of the flowers go by,
yes. Okay.
Cut back at that point. So it's a slow pruning. It's not like a mm-hmm. huge pruning.
Right.
Huge prunings are not bad at the end of the season for plants like this mm-hmm. because it gives
right.
brings the energy back to the plant. But at the same time,
it would still fly. If I prune it now, it would still flower for next year. I'm not.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You're not going to affect next year. If you were to prune this in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And cut out all the branches. You know how hydrangeas kind of look like just a bunch of dead branches at the beginning
Correct.
Of the season? If
yeah.
you were to prune all those out, then you're not mm-hmm. going to have flowers that season. That's
so
where it's going to affect it the most.
So in the spring, when mm-hmm. when I do have those dead branches, you're right, I should leave those, not prune them at that point. Okay.
Leave those almost as long as possible.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you this, you're going to be into May, even the beginning of June, and some of them are going to start popping leaves at that point. You're going to say,
okay.
I'm glad
sure.
I didn't cut that because this plant's
right.
going to be a little bit thicker and better flowers.
Okay?
All right.
Okay,
all right,
fine.
Connie, have a great one.
Thank you very much for taking my call. And you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to take a break.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back to the Paul Prank Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I got a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Prank Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. My question this morning is, how late into the season, or actually the calendar, can I continue to fertilize some of my permanent bushes? You know, things like Pinky, Winky, Miss Kim, and Rasberg plants.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd start to be slowing down at this point in the season. I'd be looking kind of let the plant do its thing, right? Kind of let it start to focus on the winter soon. You might want to do like one last fertilization and then kind of be done with it. Because we're not looking to push new growth on a lot of it. We're looking to I hate to even be thinking like that at this point, because it's so, you know, temperatures. We really want to be thinking about that winter going forward.
Okay. All right. Because I have been doing it like on a 4-week cycle, and here comes September, and I'm saying, oh, who knows what's going to happen in September? So.
Well, so we usually get, you know, the past few years we've gotten a warm-up that's gone into October. So maybe it's one full cycle left, and then from there slowing down.
Okay,
I think that might be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I guess I ought to keep my eye on the calendar and what they say for what the weather's going to happen here.
Yeah, just kind of look at that, the two weeks ahead. And see what's going on that 2 week four. When you see the temperatures really drop at night, into like the 40s, you know, that's when you're really, it's kind of starting to be done. You know, I look at the forecast almost daily, and right now, just based on what I'm seeing until the September 13th, I'm not seeing anything like that, where it's going to go down into the 40s at all. And low 50s is maybe once or twice in that span. So that's kind of how I would base it.
Okay.
Seeing if you're all seeing right. 2 weeks ahead where it's not going to get into the... Talking like 48, 49. I'm talking more like 42, 43
sure.
on the temperatures. Okay. Once you start seeing that, then you'll be able to figure it out.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, now, man.
Real quick while I have you, Bob, and I keep forgetting this the past couple of weeks that we've talked, and I've said it later on in the show, and I wasn't sure if you were listening, but the tomatoes you have that are green, my dad had a couple recipes on the website, that green raspberry jam, and then the green tomato relish, that if you have so many green tomatoes, maybe use some of those to try out to get rid of some of the green tomatoes, because I know you've had that I always think about it about 25 minutes, a half hour after you and I have talked.
That's okay. Sure.
But it was one of those things I was thinking, recipes out there that you could be using with some of those green tomatoes later on in the season.
Okay, very good. I will pass it on to the missus.
All right, Bob. You have a great rest of your week.
You as well. Take care of your man. Good talking to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here. 660-4261. Again, 855-660-61. Now, as I was just saying to Bob, there's some recipes on my website at paulparent.com that you can find some of our recipes that my father used to talk about all the time. The raspberry jam with the green tomatoes is an awesome one that he used to make all the time. Was a friend of the family who was just like an aunt. So that's one of our favorite ones with all the pickling cukes at this point. Maybe it'd be a good time to do for winter. So take a look at our website at paulparent.com. Right on the top where you go, click over to where it says more, and then you'll click down to recipes and they'll pop up. So some really good ones. Any questions you have for us, give us a call. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects, from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man is dead after shots are fired during conflicting protests in downtown Portland, Oregon last night. It happened a short time after a caravan of about 500 vehicles that were aiming to show support for President Trump was confronted by Black Lives Matter and other counter-protesters in the city's downtown. Coin 6 TV's Jennifer Dowling says police heard gunfire at an intersection.
And they responded and located a victim with a gunshot wound to the chest. Medical responded and determined that the victim was deceased. No suspect information is being released.
President Trump yesterday visited Lake Charles, Louisiana to survey damage done by Hurricane Laura.
It was the most powerful storm coming in and hitting your land in 150 years.
The president signed a disaster declaration for Louisiana on Friday night. and you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is planning to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday to meet with law enforcement officials, and the White House says to survey damage caused by riots over the shooting last week of Jacob Blake. There have been nightly demonstrations and riots in Kenosha after a police officer shot Blake 7 times in the back as Blake was trying to get into his car. Blake survived the shooting, but his family says he may be paralyzed for the rest of his life. An Illinois teen is charged with shooting 3 people, killing 2 of them during one of the demonstrations. The acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee says congressional oversight is facing a historic crisis after the Trump administration said it would no longer offer in-person briefings on election security. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says members of Congress have a legal obligation not to divulge classified material, but they do need to hear it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor is in Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have 2 questions for you. The first one, I have 2 very healthy Montauk daisy plants, but I am not getting any flowers on them. So I know I've done something wrong, and I was told by a neighbor you have to cut it back at some point. So I figured I would ask you for advice there. And then the next one is we have 2 raspberry bushes that really haven't been taken care of very well. So I'd like to find out about that.
Okay. Now, so the Montauk daisy, did it flower at all for you this season?
Not one. Nothing? No.
Okay.
No buds at all.
So the thing about Montauk daisies is the best way to really care for them by pruning them is to prune them multiple times during the season. Okay?
Okay.
So at the beginning of the season, they're going to start popping up. Okay.
Yes.
And they're gonna grow. You're gonna get 8, 12, 15 inches, something like that, starting off early. And in about the early spring, you're gonna want to prune the plant to about 6 inches. Okay. So you want the whole plant just to be 6 inches. You can cut it straight back. It's best to do with pruners, not like a hedge trimmer, so we can get like clean cuts on them. Okay.
Okay.
Then in
I'm
July.
Doing this in the spring.
In the spring. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Then around July 4th, you're going to prune them again. Okay. So what it does is it helps them just put all that energy into the plant so they can bloom towards the end of the season now for you, so we can get that fall bloom. Okay.
Okay.
So this is one that, you know, you're looking to get back a couple times.
How in, around July 4th, would I cut it to half or?
Yes, it would depend on how big it is at that point. But I would definitely, you can definitely cut it back. You don't have to go all the way back to like on the second pruning, because the second pruning is going to be a little bit less, whereas okay. You're looking to do you're looking to go for like that strong prune at the beginning to push them to grow a little bit more for you for that season. So the first, you know, that first prune is spring. You need to see some growth starting to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get the growth starting to happen at the beginning of the season, and then cut it back to 6 inches. Middle of April-ish you're looking to do back. And then you're going to again in July to be, you know, around July 4th, probably about. Depending upon, you know, how big it is at that point, right?
Right.
So that's going to be part of the whole process of it. Now, is this a Montauk daisy that you've had for a number of years in the ground?
I think this is probably my second or third season.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the after next season would be a time that if you wanted to, split it up a little bit to get another plant, because that's what will happen. They get too big and start. Some of them will start to die out. Some of the parts will start to die out of the plant. So usually after 3 or 4 years is when you're going to want to prune them. Okay, split them. Okay.
Okay. And then I would dig up the whole plant.
Yep.
And cut it at that.
Yeah, so
point.
you would cut it like down the middle. What you would want to do is you'd want to dig it up so you can kind of see a little bit of the root system, so you can see that when you're cutting through, you're not just cutting a major part of the plant, right? Basically if you were but you'd see where it kind of the middle is, and that's kind of where you would cut down. You could take a flat shovel, and go right between it and kind of just step on it to cut it down. Okay.
Sure.
So that would be part of it. But I think a lot has to do with the pruning that needs to get done for your plant each multiple times in order to get it. Now, how for sunlight? Is it full day? Is it part day?
Full day.
Okay. Well, it's a perfect, it wants that full sun. They grow best in that. So that's good.
Yeah.
They're all, and, not knowing the conditions that it's in, but it could be part of the drought conditions that it's had.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it affecting the plant, whereas the plant is just saying, all right, I'm not going to push anything, that type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So that could definitely be part of it.
Okay.
But the pruning is something that needs to be done multiple times during the season to really get it going. They usually say about July 4th is the last pruning season is going to be very... very hot, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Pruning it later, you could just shock the plant versus helping the plant.
Okay.
Sure. Just
so July 4th, I would prune it, but probably, you know, just take 6 inches off of it. Would that? Do you think that would be enough?
Most likely, because they usually, at that point, they're probably about 18 inches during the summer.
Okay.
So yeah. Maybe take about 6 inches off, bring it down to 12.
Okay.
Okay. At the beginning of the season, I'd like to also see you apply like a 10-10-10 fertilizer.
Okay.
To just give it some an offers during that season.
Okay. Sure, I would do that in the spring.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
After it's been cut back.
Yeah, you could do that. Spring would be fine, even if you haven't pruned it back yet. Once the ground starts to thaw and you're starting to see new growth, that's when you would want to start to fertilize it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you had a second question, right, in regards to...
I do. We have a couple of raspberry bushes and haven't taken very good care of them at all. So we did get some raspberries this year, but I know... They have to be cut back, but at this point I couldn't tell you which of the canes produced berries, and so I didn't know if we should cut the whole raspberry bush back, or kind of confused there.
When did you put this in? Was this new?
No.
Or is it multiple years old?
It's been in probably 7 years.
Okay. And is it something that you've pruned in the past, or?
I don't think so.
Okay. So one of the best times to really prune them would be early spring on this year, full for the year. What you would be taking a look at is any of the dead growth that you're looking to get out, do that first. And then you're kind of almost thinning it out a little bit to get rid of... you'll be able to tell by the color of the bark, a little bit lighter color of the bark is going to be a little bit older. If you're looking at the raspberry itself... some of it is going to be a real light color. You could break those off easily. That's going to be your older. So you would start by getting rid of those.
Could I do that now or spring?
You know, the thing about it is that to prune it, right? But it's until spring, that's going to be your best time to do it.
Okay.
For next season. Okay. It's I know it's kind of one of those things where you're looking at it and saying, I want to just do it. But it's just what will happen is some of the plant will actually send energy back to the crown all the way into the early winter and just kind of helping the plant survive for that winter dormancy period. So by pruning at this point, you could do some damage to next season's crop. Okay. So what we're looking to do is early spring, before there's really anything on the plant, that's when we're going to be pruning the raspberry. So by thinning a little bit,
sure.
Do you have multiple in a row?
Yes, there's two in a row, and yeah.
So we're looking to, depending upon how wide the plant is, maybe take 2 to 3. Maybe 3 to 5, depending upon how many stalks there are on the plant. A number of stalks out, and try to get some of the older stalks. It's hard to be able to tell, right? But again, you'll start to see some of the lighter color, which means they're the older branches. Those are the ones you can start with.
All right. The lighter colored ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you know, when you start pruning it in the spring, it's almost going to look like there's not a lot left. But don't be nervous on that, because it needs to be done every couple years on this.
Okay.
The downfall is it's almost like you kind of need to, when it flowers or produces the fruit, almost, so you know for next year, that not to cut those ones, almost like tie like something, a little ribbon or something on those, so you know that those are the ones to that produced, right?
I see. Okay.
Because you know, the previous year's buds grow into the fruiting branches and get that summer crop. So what you really need to do is you're looking to get the ones that are going to produce for that season. So it's not the easiest thing to know and do, but you'll be able to tell. You know, any of the dead growth is an automatic giveaway to get rid of.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Good.
And that's kind of what I'd be looking at, okay?
Right. And then I'd probably use a 10-10-10 in
Yeah,
the
you
spring.
Could use the same thing in the spring.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank
no
you.
No problem, Eleanor. Okay. Well, good luck with everything.
Sure.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll try to answer more of your gardening questions. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. 15 minutes. We're going to have Victoria from Natural Alternative with us, joining us to give us some great information about the products that they have, some things we can be doing this fall. So stay tuned for that. That's about 14 minutes. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello. I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we can get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ginny is in Dracket.
Ginny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have two questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I have a retaining wall that's coming down, and I have two clematis that are growing up the fence near the wall, and I want to know how or if I can move them.
Okay, you want to move them to a different spot? That's what kind of...
Different spot in the garden, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, they can be moved. It's not too hard of a process, but it just takes a little bit of work.
Okay.
You're trying to get as much of a root system as possible on it. And the end of the season is going to be less time to be doing it, or early spring. But if you have to do it at this point, that, you know, go right ahead and do it. What I'd like to see you do is water it the night before. Okay. Absorb some of that water, and so it's so that it is, you know, it has some of that energy back into the plant itself. The ideal would be spring, but at this point, since you need to move it and get it, doing it when it's a little bit cooler, not when, you know, I looked at the forecast. There's one day where it's going to get like 87, 88 degrees later in the neck.
Hello?
Get as much of that you can from that plant so that you can bring it to the next area.
Okay.
I'm sure the clematis is perfect.
Yeah, I'd like to save it, but it is possible.
Okay.
Would September be a good time? You're fading
September.
Out, so I apologize if I'm speaking over you.
September would be fine, maybe towards the end of the month, depending upon, when you need to do it, right? I don't want you to, if the wall was coming down in the next week, you could do it. You just need to do it, make sure you're watering a little bit heavier. What I like to do is have the hole already ready where I'm going to put it. Okay.
Okay.
Use some Biotone starter from Espoma it helps with the shock of it. You could also use Protolizer from Natural. With any shock or anything that it's going through. So that would be something to do. And you don't have to, I'm not saying cut the whole plant back, pruning back so it's not, like 15 feet long. You know what I mean? It's going to be harder for you to really move that way. I not sure how big it is, but maybe at least cut it back by a third, maybe a half.
Okay.
Now,
you
had a second question, you said?
I do. I have a hibiscus.
Okay.
I think it's a hibiscus, but someone told me it's called a Rose of Sharon.
Yep, it's a style of hibiscus.
Okay. It's sort of drooping. It's getting taller, but instead of growing up, it's growing out, and the branches are sort of falling over. And I want to know if I could tie it up or if I should prune it back or what, or if I should do it now or in the spring.
So I'd start pruning it back. A lot of it's probably either gone by or it's just finishing up its flowering.
Yeah.
So this would be the time to be pruning it.
Okay.
Okay, this is it. When the rule of thumb is anything that flowers, prune it after it's done flowering. So this would be the time to do it. You might want to maybe tie it drooping, just putting some twine around it just to kind of hold it, not like real tight where it's, really stuck together, but so it kind of holds into that area. But I don't think you're going to need to. I think some of the pruning is going to be your best way to do it. So start with some of the dead branches and then work your way into some of those branches that are falling over that you kind of want to get rid of.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Jenny, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right, when we get back, we're going to be joined by Natural Alternative. So definitely great information. We're going to take that break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.